The truth is, beloved, the truth that Paul is reminding us of is if you live like that, immorality, impurity, and greed, you simply aren't saved. But the deception is, the empty words are, the message of the world is that it doesn't really matter how you live. That's the deception. The deception is there is no connection between your salvation and eternal destination and your conversation and conduct here. I mean, this is what the world tells you. Evildoers all around you seem to be doing just fine. People that are a whole lot worse than you are, right? The world says the Bible's teaching on morality and propriety seem to be hopelessly out of touch with modern times. And besides, a God of love would never dream of sending you to hell for having a little fun, would he? Or so the world says. But those are empty words. And right in the middle of verse 6, is a pesky little word, for. For signals a reason or a consequence, as it does here. For, because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. So what things are these things? Well, they are the immoral conduct and conversations of verses 3 and 4. The evils of conduct and conversation of the world. The overflow of counterfeit, worldly, fleshly love. But would the God of love send someone to hell for just having a little fun? Look carefully. The God of forgiveness and love in verse 1 is still the God of justice and wrath in verse 6. And beloved, this morning, you are either His beloved child and God imitator and thankful saint and faithful citizen of the kingdom of Christ and of God, or you are a son or daughter of disobedience. And Paul says, be careful. The evidence is in the way you live. You can still hear this damning deception from time to time in a Baptist church. Like most deceptions, it's the perversion of a perfectly good teaching. The perfectly good teaching is the doctrine of eternal security, or perhaps you know it as the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. It teaches that real Christians never lose their salvation. Real Christians never lose their salvation. But the perversion of eternal security is the lie that once you pray this prayer to receive Jesus, as long as you got that down, it doesn't really matter how you live. Because after all, once saved, always saved. But I think Paul has just made it really clear. How you live does matter. Now, be careful. I'm not saying your efforts will save you. They won't. But once you've come to Christ, they prove that you've been saved. So I ask this morning, have you been living a worldly life while clinging to the deception that it doesn't really matter how you live? Do you have a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister who claims to be a child of God but lives like a son or daughter of disobedience? Openly immoral. Or perhaps more subtly, spiritually indifferent. Don't be deceived. Don't wait for God's wrath to fall on you. Don't wait for God's wrath to fall on your loved one. If this is you, turn to Christ, trust in Christ, and follow Christ. And if this is somebody that you love, urge your friends, urge your children to examine themselves in the light of the Scriptures and to do the same. Beloved, know this, Christ loved you. He gave Himself up for you. So start to imitate God today as you walk in love and as you walk by faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is hope. There is life. There is love in no other name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask this morning that if there is anyone in this room who places their hope for eternity on some religious ritual or one-time event that has never made any real eternal difference in their life, then you would have mercy on that deceived person and you would show them the blessing of true faith and the repentance that accompanies it towards Jesus Christ. Father, show yourself to be a God of mercy this day. In Jesus' name, amen.